The governor is asking for federal money to improve education. Governor Jim Doyle is seeking $254 million from the Race to the Top Fund. To be eligible for the money, Doyle says all school districts must commit to adopt higher standards of education and be part of the statewide data system.
So it's going to require every school district that signs up, big or small, to become part of a statewide educational enterprise in which we really can assess how students are doing.
And Doyle says the six biggest school districts must offer certain measures to address the achievement gap, including four-year-old kindergarten, smaller class sizes, and teacher mentoring. An education reform bill calling for the Milwaukee mayor to take control over the city's school district has not passed through the state legislature and therefore is not mentioned in this application being submitted to the federal government.
I have no doubt that, I think without the MPS in particular, it is going to be difficult to persuade anybody that we can make the changes in Milwaukee that we need to make. I'd be very direct about that. There's no doubt that weakens our application.
Another bill that would give the state superintendent more authority to fix low-performing schools also needs legislative approval. Doyle admits the application is weaker without those two measures. Regardless, he still believes Wisconsin can compete with other states for a portion of the $4 billion in Race to the Top funds. The application is due January 19th. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.